Okay, welcome back. It's coming up to is exactly 27 minutes to the top of the hour. You are listening to Miraya Breakfast Show, and we are back again. And I would like to welcome all of you on board. For some of you have joined us in between. Yeah, we're still moving on with our Tuesday edition of Miraya Breakfast Show. Now, let's continue and move on with the stories we line up for you here this morning. Now, Today we turn our focus on to South Sudanese business environment, a space full of challenges, but also opportunities. You find opportunities within amid all these challenges. Now, just last week, the Central Equatoria Business Union, in partnership with the Pan-African Alliance of Small and Medium Industries, hosted a major networking forum here in Juba, bringing together local entrepreneurs and international investors with a strong focus on renewable energy and technology. But beyond the exhibitions and the forums, the bigger question is, how can the private sector help South Sudanese businesses to overcome the barriers like accesses to the finance, higher cost, and the lack of international linkages, while also reducing our heavy dependence on oil? Now, joining us to discuss this issue is Mr. Thomas Mutu Lobuda, patron of Central Equatoria Business Union and consultant of the Juba Special Economic Zone. Mr. Thomas, welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show and welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you so much, Thomas Samuel Pawan, for hosting me today, and I'm very pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you and to walk us through this very important issue. Now, Mr. Mutu just hosted a major networking forum in Juba with the local and international businesses. What direct benefits will South Sudanese entrepreneurs gain from such an event that you guys have hosted?
Yeah, thank you so much for this question. First of all, I want to take you speedily on the background of Central Equatoria Business Union as a trade member organization. Central Equatoria Business Union is a trade member organization that was legally registered in 2020. And as we speak, we have over 97 members. These are registered business entities, local. So our focus is actually in policy research, capacity building, business networking, trade promotion, access to capital, access to market, and as well advocacy. So those are the seven areas of our focus as a Central Equatoria Business Union. Central Equatoria Business Union, since our foundation, we have been actively engaged with the local authorities, and national government, and regional actors. And we have the annual Juba Economic Forum, which is one of our activities that we do as a union. So recently we held what is called a business networking event in partnership with this Pan-African Small and Medium Industries, which is a continental organization with headquarters in Nigeria, as well operational bureau in Kigali, and as well African Union headquarters in Addis. This is a continental body, and we engage with businesses in Germany who are dealing in renewable energies and as well house supplies. We see how their product can be usable in the Republic of South Sudan. So we engage them, and we're able to bring them to the country. And that's why we held the business networking event. And the business networking event, as I said, that Central Equatoria Business Union have seven pillars of focus.
Yeah.
One of it is the business networking, and exactly is what we did. And it was very wonderful. We were able to engage the local entrepreneurs, women business actors, young people who are engaged in different businesses, to network, to exchange contacts, and to see what they can do and how they can, you know, connect with their peers in the business sector, and as well with people who already carry international experience of doing business. So this is what happened.
And from the forum and the forum that you conducted, bringing in all these partners from different groups, how was the interaction and the conversation and all what have been happening within the forum? Is it a fruitful one? Is it a positive one? How can you describe it?
Oh, it was a positive one. It was a positive one, and I can say it was profitable, because, you know, as a business look into profit. So it was profitable in a sense that the business players are able to connect, to know each other, and to be have link, in their businesses. And I am happy that Bros Group of Company and BTEC Technologies German, they're able to sign an MOU of business, how they can be able to do business together. And it's something that sooner probably we'll see major business ventures being launched in Juba. So this is what I can describe the B2B event that we just held last week.
And maybe also we can tackle something about what are the main concerns that arise during the forum, and what are the critical issues that are being raised and discussed with the forum?
Yeah, you see, business always all over the world got challenges, and South Sudan is not actually isolated from that. So yeah, in any business that you do, there are challenges. There are those natural challenges, and there are those regulatory challenges, and there are different challenges that comes. And one of the challenges that arise is in the regulatory aspect that most of the businesses raise concern in terms of the approaches that local authorities approach them, and good, we are able to respond to that through engaging the state authorities. We are able to engage the state minister of trade to table those concerns to his table. We are able to engage the deputy governor of Central Equatorial State to table those concerns to his table. We are able to engage the South Sudan National Bureau of Standard to table some of those concerns to their table. And we are happy that they all took it positively, and they have pledged their commitment to see that those concerns are addressed.
And maybe talk about access to the affordable credit remains as a huge barrier. Now, what is the Central Equatorial Business Union doing to help the small and the medium entrepreneurs access loans without impossible collateral and the restriction, all this stuff?
Yes, this is a challenge. This is a challenge that mostly in Africa, in East African community, and in South Sudan in particular, that young entrepreneurs are facing. And Central Equatorial Business Union, during our first edition of Juba Economic Forum, we are tackling issues related to access to capital. And we are able to bring the African Development Bank on board, and they did presentation, and they also gave their recommendation. And one of their recommendations is that South Sudan does not have a public-private partnership policy. And they recommended that they need for this. And by then, we are able to engage the Ministry of Investment at the national level to see that South Sudan have public-private partnership policy. And I'm also happy that the Northern Corridor Transit and Transport Coordination Authority are able to help the National Ministry of Investment to develop the South Sudan investment policy framework. And by the former minister is able to lead the process. And I am happy that as we speak now, we already have the South Sudan investment policy. And we continue to engage the African Development Bank to see that there is that local facility that through their mechanism, they're able to put in place to help the young entrepreneurs in South Sudan. So Central Equatorial Business Union can say that it's a work in progress, that we are engaging development partners and financial institutions to see that they have a mechanism to support these young entrepreneurs. Because as a country, we don't have what is called a risky capital. If you go to commercial banks, because commercial banks, they are owning people's money. It's not their money. So when they're giving money out, they need to see that the risk is minimum. They don't risk to give you money which does not belong to them. So that's why also they have, concern and challenges in terms of giving a business loan. So we look into element of grant through government and through their development partners if they can develop a grant facility to be given to young entrepreneurs as a risk capital so that they're able to explore their innovations.
And now let's talk about something that is of concern. It's about a lot of complaints being put up and raised by the business owners. And it's about, very high taxes and multiple checkpoints and costly licenses for you to acquire a license to operate and to run your business. Quite a bit challenging. Now, what do you see as the biggest drivers of the high cost, as well? And looking at this particular one, what are you guys saying about this from your sector? How are you guys looking at this?
You see, this is something that is really happening. There was a day I was coming from EA, coming to Juba. I count by vehicle. I counted almost 22 checkpoints from EA to Juba.
That is too much.
Too much. And these checkpoints, if they are there to provide security, we don't have a question. Mm. But these checkpoints, each of the checkpoints that you pass, you have to give something, which does not have a receipt. So this is a challenge to a business community. Secondly, you see, taxes are mandated by law that each business player or a citizen of every country, you have to pay taxes. But how do you approach me to pay the tax as a taxpayer? We need to have that humble approach among ourselves, between the tax collectors and the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we as well raise this concern to the National Revenue Authority, that tax education both to taxpayers and tax collectors is very necessary and is needed. So this is something that we will continue to engage the local authorities so that is addressed. Issues of multiple, agencies coming to business facility, this is something that's happening. And in our last engagement, when we had what we call tax harmonization, that was around 2022 with the previous leadership of the state government, those recommendations were able to table to the economic class at the state level, and the good recommendations were taken to the Council of Ministers at the state level. And all the only challenge is that, this the leaders happening here and there, and there's no consistency in doing things. So this is where there are challenges. But as a Central Equatorial Business Union, these are concerns that are really, and we continue to engage the local authority so that we address these challenges.
Mm-hmm. And as per now, if we look at the South Sudan's economy, it's mainly, and in a big way, depending on the oil sector. As like the main sector that is generating and bringing income to the country. Now, how can the private sector lead into diversifying into the agriculture or as also energy and the manufacturing and other like the manufacturing and the companies, all this stuff?
Yeah, you see, I am happy that His Excellency the President of the Republic of South Sudan, Salva Kiir Mayardit, did by then in what is called the South Sudan National Economic Conference. And the aim was to diversification of our economy. And this is something that we continue to call the government to lead that direction, because oil is not sustainable. The private sector and many areas, including the agriculture, and which we had our third edition of Juba Economic Forum hold under the theme promoting commercialization of agriculture. We are looking into venture in the agriculture sector, and I'm good that some entrepreneurs have already taken the risk. So as a Central Equatorial Business Union, we advocate that as a local businesses, we need to venture into the agricultural business. Although it's a risky business, it's a business that sometimes does not reward immediately, but is sustainable. So it's something that collectively we need to work together and see that even the humanitarian actors, development partners who are in the country, continue on a humanitarian perspective. Why can't we channel some of those resources to the private sector aspect so that we have sustainability of part of it? So, yeah, this is a call that Central Equatorial Business Union take it very seriously, and we are engaging the stakeholders. And the recommendation of the third edition that we did in partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security, National Government and State Government, have really tailored a lot of areas that if we work together, will really have a positive impact to the local economy. Yeah.
And looking at the impact of the hardship and economic in the country, you might see a lot of young people, they are unemployed and they don't have job. People are just, staying idle. What role can the Central Equatoria Business Union play in helping, the private sector create job opportunities for our youth and young people who are very, devastated in the country.
You see, one of the things is a self-empowerment. Self-empowerment and self-awareness. Mm. You need to empower yourself as an individual. You need to inform yourself as an individual of what do you want to use your life for. What is the benefit of your personal life for yourself?
Mm.
That is the first question, because you cannot be empowered when you have not prepared your mindset mm-hmm. and yourself to do something. So this is very important, that I want to encourage the young men and women of this country that they have to empower themselves, they have to inform themselves of what they want to use their life for. That's first thing. Second thing, I also see into it that the local authorities, starting from the Boma level, the Salatin, the Salatin need to have data of their young men and women, the energetic one, and they have to see how beneficial they are they using that energy for, coming to the Payam, coming to the county, coming to the state. So this is very important. Secondly, we engage the government, the local authority. You know, I am happy that the peace agreement had allocated youth enterprise. So the youth enterprise, if this is operationalized, I believe that it will help identify those young men and women, structure them, put them in place, empower them in the areas that they're interested in, and then they start doing what they see is best for their interests. So I think this is an area that need an inclusive engagement with the stakeholders so that we have a holistic approach of addressing the challenge. So the issue of unemployment, the issue of no jobs, to me, it is not a big question. It's something that can be worked on. And you see, I always see that I said we don't need to cry about poverty as a South Sudanese, because we are a rich country. We have fertile land. We have a good agricultural season. So this complaint of not having jobs, I really don't take it as something that is something that hard. We can do what it takes to
And particularly at this point that you're mentioning, that your belief is that the issue of the unemployment and for our youth that is not having job is not something that, like, you see it as in a big problem in the country. So what could be your advice to the young people? Because our young people in this country, they might be, some of them are saying they have tried several times, to try to find, job opportunities and all this stuff. Like you say, they need to set themselves ready physically, and they set their minds to do something. So what can you say? What is your talk about this to our young people?
To our young people is that you learn to use yourself for your own benefit. Don't accept to be used for someone's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Use yourself for your own benefit. What is it that you have, and what is it that you want for yourself? And what is it that you can do to help you? And there, build a network. You see, if you have identified your potential, and then you build the network of people who are also in line with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how network builds. That's how you get to know, to be known. And that's exactly what I did for myself. You see, I started farming. People from my county, they know that. I was a farmer, and I came to Juba, do what I'm doing now. And now I have a network of people that knows me within South Sudan, within the region, and across the world.
So you are an example,
I am a living example of that, yes.
Oh, that makes sense. That's really good. Now, Mr. Motu, looking at the recent forum, German firms showcased the renewable energy solution. How can South Sudan adopt new technologies that are both safe and affordable for the local use?
You know, personally, I'm not a German, but I am so convinced and confident with German technologies.
Mm.
And I had always hoped to get, engage with the German people. And I'm happy that this happened. And the BTech Technologies is one of a manufacturing company based in Germany that they already have supplies in Africa. And they are a trusted company across Europe. So the Central Equatorial Business Union have engaged them to see that they also have a similar product in South Sudan. And as I said earlier on, that we are able to engage the South Sudan a bit of standard so that we get to know the standard of energy, that the energy, the house supplies that are required by South Sudan standard, by East African standard, and international standard. So our engagement with the National Bureau of Standard is actually recommending positivity in German technology. So we will continue to engage them, as I said, sooner. They will launch their presence in South Sudan so that we start importing some of those products to South Sudan market.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great. And yeah, it's very impressive. Now, How strong is Central Equatorial Business Union engagement with the government, particularly on business reforms? Do you feel the private sector's concerns are being heard?
Yes, you see, we are an evident solution provider institution. We provide evidence of the challenges, and we recommend what needs to be done. And this has been taken positively. We are happy that the Minister of Trade in the state government informed us of the resolution of the third edition being discussed at the economic cluster level. And now the economic cluster at the state level are already translating the resolution into their document policy. So this is a positive one. And the National Ministry of Agriculture as well have indicated this seriously and commitment of taking the resolution into operation. So you remember the vice president for economic cluster by then had initiated a national agriculture conference, which I think due to some reasons did not happen. And the minister have already pledged that what was discussed in the third edition, it's similar to what they intend to do. So there is a willingness of implementing those recommendations. So this is a positive sign from the authority, both at the state level and at the regional level. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that at Central Equatorial Business Union, we are also members of the East African Business Council, which is a regional AFEX trade body to the East African. So we do engage at East African level. So as a Central Equatorial Business Union, we are local solution providers, but with a global view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you look 10 years ahead from now, Mr. Thomas, what would you like South Sudan's private sector to look like? What your expectation? What are you expecting, and what would you like to see out of this private sector in 10 years from now?
I am expecting informed private sector players. I am expecting independent private sector players. I'm also expecting sustainable businesses in South Sudan. So this is my expectation. And we are doing that by, as I speak to you now, Central Equatorial Business Union is in process of developing its five-year strategic plan. So the five-year strategic plan detailed the seven pillars that I have already spoken about and how to go about it. So this five-year strategic plan will be able to bring different stakeholders to see that we contribute to this expectation that we're expecting to see in the next 10 years.
Thomas Motu, thank you so much for making our time to speak to Radio Mirai listeners this morning. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you for having me, and thanks to all the listeners of Radio Mirai.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, that was Mr. Thomas Motu Lobuda from Central Equatoria Business Union discussing opportunities and also challenges for South Sudanese businesses and the role of the private sector in economic diversification and how local entrepreneurs can connect with international investors. And of course, that's coming from Radio Mirai Breakfast Show, and we left you with 5 minutes at the top of the hour. We will be breaking for news summaries, then we will come for our last hour after the news summaries. Now let's get this break and we get for the news summaries.